The Astonishing Glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu, Track 001. And this audio we will mention assorted facts which glorify Sri Advaita Prabhu. Sri Advaita Prabhu appeared in this world about 52 years before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, roughly 1434 AD. When Gauranga Mahaprabhu grew up and finally began his Sankirtan movement, Harinam Sankirtan, he stopped his Sanskrit teaching pastimes. At that time, Advaitacharya, of course, joined him, and he was about 72 years old. Advaitacharya was a great Sanskrit scholar and pure Vaishnava. He resided in Shantipur. Srup Damodar Goswami describes the ontological position of Advaita Prabhu. Sri Mahavishnu is the master of the universe, which he creates through his Maya Shakti. Advaitacharya is non-different from this Bhagavan Mahavishnu. So he's Advaita, which means he's non-different from Sri Hari. And he is called Acharya, Advaita Acharya, because he is the teacher and guru of devotion. I take shelter of Bhagavan Sri Advaitacharya, who is the form of the devotee and the form of Sarashiva, Lord Shiva. Chaitanya Charitamrita 1.1.12.13. Brajaya Vesha Rupatvad Vyuho Yopi Sadashiva Saeva Dvaita Goswami Chaitanya Binha. Sarashiva, the transcendental form of Shankara Mahadev, is an expansion of Bhagavan Sri Krishna and Braj, is now in this world known as Advaita Goswami. He is non-different from Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya Abhinna. In Braj, Sarashiva, Advaita Prabhu, once took the form of a cowherd boy and danced alongside Krishna. Once on Diwali day in Kartik, Sarashiva saw Krishna and Balaram dancing gleefully with all the cowherd boys. Becoming a cowherd boy himself, Sarashiva, Advaita Prabhu, started dancing and spinning like a whirling wheel for the pleasure of Gopal. Thus, by Krishna's mercy, Sarashiva plays two different roles in Braj. Gopishwar, Shiva, and Agopa. This is explained in Gaura Ganadesh Deepika 76 through 80. We see in Chaitanya Bhagavat that sometimes Mahaprabhu would repeatedly cry out loud in euphoria and ecstasy and start dancing with abandon. Nada, nada, nada. Who is he addressing? Why is he chanting this name, Nada, nada? The devotees wondered. And they asked Mahaprabhu, who is this Nada, nada? Who are you crying out for? And Mahaprabhu replied with a beautiful smile on his golden countenance, Advaitacharya is Nada. Because of Advaita's loud crying and praying and puja and tapasya, I have descended from Goloka to this mortal world to preach Harinam Sankirtan, which is the Kali Yuga Dharma. And I will distribute prema, Krishna prema, that even the devatas and Brahma is very rare to attain. And I will give it to everyone, this Krishna prema. unless someone is intoxicated by false ego and unduly proud of their education, wealth, fame, tapa, janma, and who are offenders to the Vaishnavas. Chaitanya Bhagavat, Chapter 5. Advaita is an abode of virtue, the most noble personality in the universe and the spiritual master and acharya of the Vaishnavas. He looks so beautiful and attractive. His eyes are beautiful and broad like lotus flowers. So he also has the name Kamalaksha. These are quotations from Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Lila, Chapter 6, Verse 12, 26, 30, and 31. Advaitacharya appeared in the village of Navagram, near the city of Sailet, as a son of a Brahmin, Varendra Brahmin named Sri Kubera Pandit, and his mother's name was Nabadevi. He appeared on Magh Shukla Saptami, which we call Advaita Saptami. Sri Advaita Prabhu stayed on this planet for 125 years, and he disappeared, left this manifest plane in the year 1559, which was about 25 years or so after the disappearance of Gauranga. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Sri Gauranga Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra Gadadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. The astonishing glories of Sri Advaita Prabhu Ki Jai.